Numbers chapter 30. And Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, This is the thing which the Lord Jehovah has commanded. If a man vows a vow to the Lord Jehovah, or swears an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word, he shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. If a woman also vows a vow to the Lord Jehovah, and binds herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth, and her father hears her vow, and her bond with which she has bound her soul, and her father holds his peace at her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond with which she has bound her soul shall stand. But if her father disallows her in the day that he hears not any of her vows, or of her bonds with which she has bound her soul, shall stand, and the Lord Jehovah shall forgive her, because her father disallowed her. And if she had a husband, when she vowed, or spoke out of her lips, with which she bound her soul, and her husband heard it, and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it, then her vows shall stand, and her bonds with which she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vow which she vowed, and that which she spoke with her lips, with which she bound her soul, of no effect. And the Lord Jehovah shall forgive her. But every vow of a widow, and of her who is divorced, with which they have bound their souls, shall stand against her. And if she vowed in her husband's house, or bound her soul by a bond with an oath, and her husband heard it, and held his peace at her, and did not disallow her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond with which she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband has completely made them void on the day he heard them, then whatever proceeded out of her lips concerning her vows, or concerning the bond of her soul, shall not stand. Her husband has made them void, and the Lord Jehovah shall forgive her. Every vow, and every binding oath to afflict the soul, her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. But if her husband altogether holds his peace at her from day to day, then he establishes all her vows, or all her bonds, which are upon her, he confirms them, because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard them. But if he shall any way make them void after he has heard them, then he shall bear her sin. These are the laws, which the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses, between a man and his wife, between the father and his daughter, being yet in her youth in her father's house.